Well, good morning to each one of you. It's been a real blessing to be here this morning. With all the songs we sang and all that's just been a blessing. So I would just like to start here with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just come before you this morning, Lord, and just thank you once again for another beautiful day and just praise you and thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ and that you provided a way for us to be connected with you once again and to be your sons and daughters. And Father, I just pray as I share the thoughts that you've laid upon my heart this morning that you could just have your way, Father, and just speak through me. And I just want to step out of your way, Lord, that you can have your way. And just pray for each one of us, our hearts can be open to what you have for us, and we can apply it to our own lives, Father, as wherever is needed. We thank you for all this. We look forward to what you have for us. And just pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I would like to read John 15, 1 to 17. And then I want to, I guess, share a little story of kind of why my thoughts went to where they did for the opening here this morning. So John 15, 1 to 17. Jesus is saying here, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. So I guess the title for what I have this morning is a question. My thought was, how is our connection? So this past week, as you know, I work mostly from home and depend a lot on my cellular connection to get a lot of the things done that I do. And so this past week, all of a sudden, I couldn't do anything, and everything was just slow, and I would have a good signal 1 minute, and the next it was gone, and I would keep checking the internet speeds, and it was all over the place. I got on the phone. It seemed my calls and texts were good still, but my internet was just not the greatest. And so I didn't mess around very long. I got on the phone and I was calling, and it was spend quite a few hours just trying to, they had me change settings on my phone, they had me doing all kinds of things, restarting it, and nothing was working. And finally they told me that the tower closest to me is having maintenance done on it, and that's why it's acting the way it is. And so with that, I just wasn't sure what I was going to be sharing today yet. And all of a sudden, I just had the thought, you know what? I felt like the Lord put it on my heart. You know, this could be a good opening for Sunday. So my question is, you know, how is our connection? And are we connected to the vine and have a vibrant and healthy relationship with God? Or is our connection with Him, is it just on and off and very spotty, like my connection was this past week? Are we abiding in Him? Are we bearing fruit? Are we keeping His commandments? Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me, unto the Father, but by me. And then in 15:5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. So Jesus is saying He is our connection to God. And if we are not connected to the vine, we can do nothing. I mean, just like I wasn't able to do anything with my work, we can't do anything, nothing that is pleasing to God. We just, nothing worthwhile. But there is a big difference between Jesus and a cell tower. The tower is responsible for our connection to be good. But in our spiritual life, we are responsible for the connection we have with Jesus, through Jesus to the Father. In John 15 here, he's saying we are to abide in Christ. No matter how busy we are, the connection is up to us. Are we spending time with Him every day? And these are all thoughts I had to ask myself. I'm not up here and saying that I get all this right. It's probably just the opposite. It's something that I need in my life more than what I do. So are we keeping the connection maintained? They were working on that tower. They were maintaining it. But while they were doing it, the signal wasn't very good. But unlike the tower, maintaining our connection with God doesn't weaken the signal. It actually strengthens it. Then I had the question, how did Jesus maintain His connection with the Father? So I'd like to look at Matthew 14, starting in verse 22. Just a couple verses here. And this isn't all inclusive. There's a lot more that could be gotten out of this. So, and this was just after He had fed 5,000 men besides women and children. He had worked hard and He was tired and He was busy. But then in verse 22 He says, and straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him onto the other side while He sent the multitudes away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. So Jesus spent time with the Father. He spent time in prayer to keep that connection maintained and well. So what do we do when we feel the connection isn't what it should be? Do we turn to other things, to the pleasures and things of this world to try to fill that void? Or do we turn to God's Word? Do we turn to prayer And even, you know, even fasting, whatever needs to be done to maintain that connection. My connection to the service wasn't very good, and I immediately did something about it. I found out there was nothing I could do about it except wait until it gets fixed. But what about my spiritual connection with God? Is it important enough for me to stop and do what it takes to get things back to where they need to be? We can do something about this connection. We need to stop and search out the reason for the connection to be weak and repent and start abiding in Him. So if we aren't abiding in Him, we aren't bringing forth much fruit, as he was saying here in John 15. And the connection isn't very good. It is in danger of being completely cut off. In John 15:2, he says, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit." And if we go through trials and struggles, and God does seem far away, it doesn't necessarily mean the connection is bad. Here he's saying he purges the branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So he is wanting us to just cling more closely to him through that time. But we need to be looking at our fruits. Are we bearing fruit? On the other hand, if we maintain our connection with God, we will bear much fruit. One way to maintain the connection is to keep His commandments. In John 15, 10 and 11 there, he says, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full." So I look at that joy as being some of the much fruit he is talking about here. We also see it as being a fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. Then the next question I had was, what are His commandments? And he gives us one example here in John 15, verse 12. "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." In Matthew 22, he speaks about two commandments, starting in verse 36. That lawyer came to him asking him a question and tempting him, saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So I believe if we want our connection to be good and to be fastened to the vine as he would, and abiding in Christ, we need to follow his commandments. And as he says here, the two greatest commandments is to love God and to love our neighbors. So going on in John 15 there, he says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." Here Jesus said we are his friends if we keep his commandments. He also said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And Jesus laid down his life for us. Can we lay down our life for the brothers and sisters, for our wife and children, for our husband? Or are these not our friends? What about our neighbors? Are we abiding in him and fully connected to the vine? And then John 15:17 says, "These things I command you, that ye love one another." So, are we loving one another in this way? Are we Are we laying down our lives for each other? Just questions I have for myself. I just felt God was speaking to me there. And so, in closing, I just want to encourage each one of us to be as serious about our connection with the Lord as we sometimes are with the connections we have with the things of this life. If you aren't connected to the vine, Jesus Christ, repent and surrender your life to Him. There is only one way to be connected. And that is John 14:6 again. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And then 1 John, if we aren't connected, or we'd find ourselves losing that connection, there's 1 John, I believe it's 1:9. Well, in verse 8 he says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But then if we find our connection not being what it should be, there's things in our lives that's causing that. He says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if that, that gives me courage, you know, we can, the connection may not be what it should be, but we can do something about it. We can repent. We can confess, and Jesus can restore that connection to what it was. So may God bless you.